I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome into Full Draw Friday number 71. It's going to be the last one of the year. It's going to be the last episode we're recording for the year. We will have one come out Monday, so that'll be the last one that gets posted. But we actually recorded that last week. So this is the last one we're officially recording for 2024. It's been a really fun year at Ridge Hunter Outdoors. We're going to talk about that on this one. I'm going to kind of recap the year that was and a little bit of a look ahead into 2025. We got some exciting stuff coming out. I won't be able to divulge too much of that just because some of it is still waiting to be finalized, and we'll let you guys know about all that when it does take place. But we got some exciting stuff coming up, and we had a big year, so I want to talk about that on Full Draw Friday 71. Before we do that, though, don't forget about our partner on Full Draw Friday. That's Rodney Hawkins. He is a land specialist with Midwest Farm and Land. He's been on the podcast several times. You guys can go back and listen to those to kind of get an idea of who he is. But he specializes in land sales for MFL. So if you've got ground that you want to get sold here in Illinois, or if you're looking to buy some, you need to get a hold of him. He is also the owner of RG Outdoors, which is his own business. They sell Radix blinds and tree stands. He's got Tacticam trail cameras. He's also got some other trail cameras as well. He's got Fission e-bikes, which we really like. We talked a lot about that on the last episode that he was on. And he's getting new stuff all the time. I'm sure I missed some things that he's got too. So you need to go over there to Facebook page, RG Outdoors. Check them out. You can send him an email, rgoutdoors@yahoo.com. Or if you're interested in anything that Rodney could do for you, you can get him a hold of him directly at 618-925-3153. And whatever it is, whether that's on the land side of the house or with RG Outdoors, he can get you taken care of. So with all that, let's get into Full Draw Friday number 71. All right, here we are. Like I said, last episode of 2024. It's been a good year at Ridge Hunter. Again, really, we say this all the time, but we really do appreciate everybody that tunes in, especially those of you that tune in every week to the shows. I know we've missed a few. We missed the last couple Full Draw Fridays. A lot of that has been due to just being busy with other stuff, which is a good thing. And during the season, a lot of times, it's the Fall Pursuit Show that kind of keeps me tied up, just getting everything filmed and getting out there and hunting, getting it edited and posted and everything like that. So that's a lot of fun, though. I enjoy doing it, and I'm glad a lot of people enjoy watching it. We've had a great year with that. I was going to say our best year ever, but it's only our second year. So hopefully it would be our best year ever. If it was our worst one, that would mean we didn't get any better from season one. But I think we're improving that year over year now. And I was happier with the product this year than I was last year, and I wasn't upset with it last year. So I did think this year went really well. We'll have one more episode of that. Whether we kill anything or not, there will be a late season kind of recap episode like we did last year to just wrap up everything and put a bow on the season. You actually got an extra episode this year. Last year we did 10, and the way the gun seasons fell this year, the second season fell on episode 10. So episode 11 will cover the whole basically late season until the season ends or I kill a buck, because I'm the last one hunting that hasn't killed anything. I know Dad's going to try to get out some more, hopefully, maybe get on one. So if he does, that'll be in that episode as well, if we can get everything filmed. But Blake's bucked out. He shot his second buck during second gun season. Nate shot his buck, shot a buck during second season. He kind of is done with his hunting for the year for the most part. I would be surprised if he gets out much more. Dusty's bucked out obviously, anybody that'd be hunting with him, his daughter and his son both killed bucks too. So a really good year from the team as a whole, and a good year on the show as well. I think we had some good shots. We had some bad shots. We got more stuff on camera this year. That's what I was really wanting to improve over last year. If you guys know, if you watched season one, we had troubles with getting the kill shot on video. We did end up getting a couple, but it was definitely a struggle. We did better with that this year, and even with the misses. So it was really fun to be able to bring you guys that. It is every year. It's going to be fun putting together this last episode, and hopefully you guys will tune into that when it does come out. But we had some episodes do really well, too. We had some, as far as views go, some pretty high-performing videos, I guess, within our space. So I was excited to see that. And hopefully that means you guys are enjoying the show. And if you are, let us know. And if you're not, you can let us know that, too, and we'll try to make it better for you. We're going to do that anyway, but if you got suggestions or whatever, shoot them our way, and we'll try to take everything into consideration and see what we can do about that. But as far as Fall Pursuit goes, really happy with the way things turned out for Season 2, and looking forward to getting started on Season 3. And then in between, now and then, we'll have Spring Strutting Season 2 coming out. Hopefully, we're going to have some more episodes of that this year. We got more people with tags, so hopefully we'll have more than 4 episodes. But if you guys don't know, that is our turkey hunting series that we do. It's also semi-live through the spring. It's not as set of a schedule. So Fall Pursuit, we try to put out on Tuesday nights through the season. Spring Strutting will be basically whenever we kill a bird and I get the video put together. It's not as polished. It's not as produced as the Fall Pursuit show. And I think some people probably prefer that. So if you're into more of that thing, you probably enjoy the Spring Strutting series. You can go watch the videos from last year to kind of get an idea on that. But I'm looking forward to doing that again this year. Turkey hunting's been a lot of fun for me, learning it, just getting better at it year after year. This will be my 4th year going into it, so still very new in the turkey hunting game, but I've had a lot of fun. We're going to get my sister out there this year. It'll be her first year turkey hunting, so introducing some more new hunters. Hopefully, Dad will be able to get on another bird. I know Nate's going to have permits. Hopefully, we'll have some from Tyler again. It's going to be a good year. We got other things coming up in 2025 as well that, like I said, I can't really get into all of it, but we have some new exciting stuff coming up that I think is going to benefit you guys, the listeners. We'll be able to bring you guys some stuff, some exciting news on some things and some products and whatnot. And then just a lot of stuff we're working on that I think is going to be big for the show and good for our listeners. So stay tuned for that. You guys follow us on Facebook or Instagram or Ridge Hunter Outdoors. We're at like 900 on Instagram. I'd love to see that get to 1,000 over the next week. So if you guys listen to this and you don't follow us on Instagram, go over there and do that, and let's see if we can get to 1,000 before the end of the year. That's lofty goal for sure. We finally broke 900, which was good. We were in the 800s for a long time, but if we can get to 1,000, that'd be awesome. If we don't, we appreciate everybody anyway. Lofty goals are kind of our thing, though. This year, I had set a goal. I'll let you guys have a little peek behind the curtain here. I may have talked about it already. I'm not sure. But I set a goal for this year for our YouTube channel to be at 5,000 subscribers. I forget where we were going into the year now. I've got it wrote down somewhere. But we were in the 2,000, 3,000 area, maybe. Maybe in the 3,000 ballpark. So I was hoping we would get to 5,000. That was kind of what I thought was an achievable goal for subscribers for this year. And my kind of unrealistic goal would have been was 10,000. And as it stands right now, I believe we're at 7,000 on the nose, maybe 7,001 or something like that. But we basically fell right in the middle of those two. So I was super happy to see that. And that's a big thanks to the listeners and those of you who watch the show on YouTube. And if you guys don't, again, go over there and subscribe to that so you know when stuff comes out. That's how you'll know first when the last episode of Fall Pursuit comes out, if you go over there and subscribe. Also, really cool, this was our first year on Carbon TV. So if any of you guys are listening from there or you watch Fall Pursuit on Carbon TV, let us know what you think of that. It's a little bit different format than YouTube, just with the ads and everything like that. But it is cool. I really appreciate them picking us up and being able to be on an outdoor streaming service like that where it's solely focused on promoting the things that we love as far as the outdoors, whether that is hunting or fishing or outdoor recreation, camping. I know they've got some cooking shows on there that are awesome. A lot of good content over there. So if you do watch the show, let us know what you think on Carbon TV. If you don't, you go check that out too, because there's a ton of great content other than just of our stuff. There's a lot of good hunting shows on there. Some of your favorite shows are going to be on there. You'll see that. And then some new ones that might become your favorites are there as well. So make sure you support them, because they've supported us this year. And we're really grateful for that. It's an awesome opportunity for us to kind of get the name out there a little bit more and put the show out there and show people that kind of what's going on here in Southern Illinois. We're one of the few groups, I think, that's representing our area. So it's really cool to be able to do that on a little bit more of a national type of stage. That's been a lot of fun also getting to work with them. There'll be some new stuff coming up with that this year as well, I think. Spring Strutting will be on there too. But overall, 2024 has been a really good year for us. Hopefully it has been for you guys as well. The team across the board, like I said, pretty much everybody's killed bucks except for me. So, and that's the way I'd want it if I had to pick. Like, if I'd kill two bucks or everybody else kills theirs and I don't kill any. Like, that's the way I'd want to have it, because those guys put a lot of work in to doing what they do to get video of everything. It's a big time commitment. Some of it's a big money commitment too on equipment and things like that. So I can't say thanks enough to everybody on the team for helping doing what they do. And I'm super happy that they all got to have a good season all together. Dusty kind of got us kicked off there early in October with a really nice buck, and then that got the ball rolling, and we kind of went from there. Blake killed a really nice buck. I think it was his first buck he's ever killed on camera, just a stud of an 8-pointer. Nate killed his deer on camera this year, unlike last year with the gun. He had the miss that we talked about previously. He had that on camera just like we did last year, but then came back again second season and got it done on a really nice 9-pointer, a deer that ended up being bigger than he even thought it was on the hoof. But that was cool to see. And then, you know, Dusty, he ended up killing his second buck off the camera in gun season. And it's been a lot of fun to watch those guys and be a small part of their success and be able to be there and help them out and celebrate with them when they do shoot one. So hopefully I will get to do that before the season ends. If you guys don't know, here in Illinois, we go till the 19th of January this year. We start October 1, so we get to go a little bit longer into January. So I still got some time. Hopefully, I'll be able to bring you one more buck kill at least on episode 11. But if not, like, I'm not disappointed with this year at all. I've had some good encounters. Matter of fact, last night, I had a good encounter with a mid-130s 8-point mature deer. I would have shot him, but he came out at 30 yards. I was on the ground. We're in a county where they have a late winter antlerless firearm season, so I was wearing blaze orange, and I was trying to get the camera turned on, and as he was stepping out at 30 yards, facing my direction, he picked up a little movement and then just zoned right in on me. We had a stare down for 30 seconds, maybe a minute, and then he turned and walked back into the woods. I tried to draw on him. As he was turning, he kind of bounced off into the timber, and then they ended up working back by at about 70 yards. They weren't spooked bad, but cool encounter. Almost got it done last night. We're going to go out again this night and see what we can do. Me and Dusty are going to be, it's a little unorthodox. We're going to be in a buddy stand trying to film. So we'll see how that turns out. It's going to be fun either way. I know we're going to have a good time. That's one of my favorite things, and I've said this before too, it's one of my favorite things about hunting as the group. And some of you will know this too, hunting with your buddies, even if you're not sitting in the same tree, but coming back to camp or just going out and hunting at the same time and then coming back together at the truck and telling stories and whatever. That's some of the most fun I've had this year, sitting in a tree with Nate or Blake or Dusty or Dad, and just sitting up there and laughing, having a good time, even when you're not seeing any deer. That's kind of what it's all about. We talked a lot about that with Nick on this past Monday's episode. If you guys missed that, go check it out. I had a great conversation with Nick from Land Trust. But that's kind of, at this point, that's a lot of the reason I do it. I want the experience. I want to shoot a big buck. But to be able to go hunt with some of my better friends, some of my best friends, makes it that much more enjoyable and makes the long days through November, gosh, November was a long month, it makes those a little bit shorter, a little bit easier to get through. So super grateful for those guys being able to hunt with them, everything they do for the show, and hopefully you guys appreciate them as well. That's pretty much going to wrap it up for this week, guys. Like I said, I got no strategy talk for you. It's late season, so if you're listening at this point, you've probably got that pretty much figured out. If you don't, find the food, find where they're bedding, either hunt between it or hunt on the food in the evenings, and that's going to give you your best chance. It's going to be tough knowing exactly where they're coming out. If it's a big food source like it normally is this time of year, maybe if you got a good green source that they're hitting on their way to the food, you could hunt that and have a better chance, but pretty basic principles when it comes to late season, guys. So there's your little tidbit of strategy for the week. Find where they're feeding and hunt as close to that as you can. When it gets really cold here, like next week where we're at, they're going to be out there earlier, so you'll have a better chance at them. But it's partially luck of the draw, too. If you don't have that a bottleneck or a small food source where you can catch them on their way out to the big one, you're just going to have to get lucky, have them come past a stand. So there's your strategy for the week. I didn't leave you without any of that. So if you didn't take anything away from the rest of the episode, maybe you take that away. But I hope you guys all had a great 2024 like we did. We're looking forward to 2025. So happy new year to everybody out there. The next time you'll be hearing from us will be in 2025. So we'll see you then. As always, thanks for listening.